Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a tropical storm watch remains in effect for Barbados. Meantime, the Home Affairs and Information Minister says there will be no national shutdown as Tropical Storm Tammy approaches. The Barbados Light and Power Company says they're ready for the impact of the storm system. The Department of Emergency Management urges Barbadians to stay away from beaches. And U.S. President Joe Biden to ask Congress to approve more funding to help Israel fight Hamas. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A tropical storm watch remains in effect for Barbados. In its latest update, the Barbados Meteorological Services is monitoring Tropical Storm Tammy, which is expected to bring heavy showers and gusty winds later today. Meteorologist Christoph Martin said a tropical storm warning could occur at any time.
The center is still projected to pass approximately 100 miles north of the island this afternoon. Potential impacts expected for Barbados from Tropical Storm Tammy remain the same from the previous updates. At 5 a.m., the center of Tropical Storm Tammy was located approximately 100 miles east-northeast of Barbados. Maximum sustained winds near 60 miles per hour. Marine conditions have deteriorated. As a result, a small craft warning has been extended until 6 p.m. today, and a high surf advisory remains in effect for Barbados. Some occasional light to moderate showers occurred overnight as feeder bands moved across the island and is expected to persist during the morning. Shore activity is likely to increase into Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Occasional winds gusting to storm force and moderate to heavy showers associated with feeder bands are possible during that time. Any intensification of feeder bands to the southeast of the system can result in the watch being upgraded to a warning at short notice.
That's meteorologist Christoph Martin. Meantime, there will be no national shutdown today as the country braces for a possible impact of Tropical Storm Tammy. This was confirmed by Home Affairs Minister and Information Minister Wilfred Abrams, who said it will be business as usual today as the system approaches the island. Mr. Abrams' comments came following a stakeholder meeting yesterday. He said the Barbados Meteorological Services will continue to monitor the approach of the system and will advise if there needs to be any changes. However, Mr. Abrams stressed that based on the current information from the BMS, there's no need for a national shutdown at this time. The Barbados Light and Power Company says it's fully prepared for the potential impact of Tropical Storm Tammy. Speaking during a media briefing, Managing Director of BLNP, Roger Blackman, says the company has been preparing from before the start of the season and is taking precautions to mitigate the potential impact from the storm.
So we do anticipate some heavy rains and strong winds, and of course those conditions can undoubtedly pose some challenges for the grid. But once more, just want to assure everyone that, you know, our hurricane preparedness systems are in place. In fact, we start planning very early, before the hurricane season starts, and then throughout the hurricane season, we have regular meetings to make sure we're following all the procedures and everything is in place. Additionally, in addition to all of these steps and measures that we put in place, we would have had our teams working to secure infrastructure, ensuring also that our crews are ready for a prompt response tomorrow as needed.
And Director of Operations at the Barbados Light and Power Company, Johan Graves, is asking the public to put safety first and report any damage that may occur if the country is significantly impacted by Tropical Storm Tammy.
We encourage customers that if there are any downwards and that sort of thing, that they do not attempt to approach the wires or pick them up. Stay clear of them and report them to our emergency hotline. That's 626-9000. You can also make any reports through our social media platforms. We know during and after the storm that there are normally a lot of calls coming in, so you would ask customers to be patient if they cannot immediately get through.
That's Director of Operations at the Barbados Light and Power Company, Johan Graves. Meantime, Deputy Director at the Department of Emergency Management, Captain Robert Harewood, is urging Barbadians to stay away from beaches as sea conditions are expected to deteriorate.
As we continue to monitor Tropical Storm Tammy, seabathers and mariners are being urged to stay away from the sea as marine conditions continue to deteriorate with the approach of the system. There's also a small craft warning and a high surf advisory in effect for the marine area. As the system becomes more defined and as it continues to track towards the island chain and Barbados, and as Barbados remains under Tropical Storm Watch, Members of the public are being urged to continue to monitor the system's approach. If you have not already done so, please commence your preparations. Individuals, businesses, and other stakeholders should activate the emergency contingency plans, as this tropical watch could be increased to tropical storm warning at short notice.
As Deputy Director at the Department of Emergency Management, Captain Robert Harewood. Pro Vice Chancellor and Principal of the UWI Five Islands Campus in Antigua, Professor Justin Robinson, says Barbados has not seen any significant economic growth in more than five decades. Speaking during the City of Bridgetown's Winston Allen Lecture Series at the Daphne Joseph Hackett Theatre, Professor Robinson said Barbados' economic fortunes peaked between the 1950s and 70s, but stressed that since then, the country's economic performance has stalled.
We have an economic growth challenge. Our growth model has really stalled. And we have given full lectures on this. And if I can remember the numbers exactly, because we have I have a data set that goes back for GDP growth for Barbados from 1951 to 2022. If the economy grew by 100%, 75% of that growth was achieved between 1951 and 1975. So we moved from being a set of villages, a sugar economy, to a modern tourism financial services economy. And we got relatively well off, middle income, but it's really been serenader since then, one step forward, two step backward. We have growth, it disappears, and we have pretty much stalled.
He believes the time has come for a new development model that will drive economic growth.
It's an economy that needs some new growth catalysts. So what are the new catalysts for growth that are really going to provide life-changing jobs? So, you know, look at the hotel sector, you know, getting 60s, 70s, getting a $2,500 month job was life-changing. But it's not today. And in some ways, along that growth path, what we are ending up creating is more and more working poor. Who are just struggling to get by. So we have an economy in need of new growth catalysts. How are we going to create new wealth and really step up that economic growth?
Pro Vice Chancellor and Principal of the UWI Five Islands Campus, Professor Justin Robinson. The Minister of State and Foreign Affairs and Business, Andra Husbands, has proposed collaboration in technology and tourism between Barbados and South Carolina. Ms. Husbands believes that a business relationship between Barbados and South Carolina could bring economic benefits for both countries. She addressed the opening session of the Barbados Charleston Business Forum and roundtable meetings at Sandals Royal.
Now, Barbados, with its booming tourism industry and a strong focus on renewable energy, complements Charleston's diverse economic landscape. Charleston, a hub for technology, manufacturing, and maritime commerce, can offer expertise and resources that align with our economic aspirations. So collaborative ventures in renewable energy, ecotourism, and technology could prove mutually advantageous.
It's Minister of State and Foreign Affairs and Business, Sandra Husbands. Finally, U.S. President Joe Biden has asked Americans to spend billions more dollars to help Israel fight Hamas, while Israel's defense chief told his troops to be ready to go into the Gaza Strip to destroy the Palestinian militant group. In a televised White House speech last night that also addressed Ukraine's effort to repel Russia's invasion, Mr. Biden said Hamas sought to annihilate Israel's democracy. He said he would ask Congress later today to approve extra funding for critical partner Israel. A White House source said Mr. Biden is expected to ask Congress to approve $14 billion U.S. dollars in aid. Recapping the headlines, a tropical storm watch remains in effect for Barbados. The Home Affairs and Information Minister says there will be no national shutdown today as Tropical Storm Tammy approaches. The Barbados Light and Power Company says they're ready for any impact of the system. The Department of Emergency Management urges Barbadians to stay away from beaches, and U.S. President Joe Biden to ask Congress to approve more funding to help Israel fight Hamas. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.